वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
विल चैंट टुगेदर फ्रॉम ममई वांगसोजी बोलोगे ममई वंश जीव लोके 15 चैप्टर
वर्स
नंबर 7
ममई वंश जीव लोके जीव भूत सनातन मन षष्ठानेन्द्रियाणि प्रकृतिस्थानि कर्षति शरीरं यदवाप्नोति यच्चाप्युत्क्रामति स्वरः गृहीत्वैतानि संयाति वायुर्गन्धानि वाशयात् श्रोत्रं चक्षुस्पर्शनं च रसनं घ्राणमेव च अधिष्ठाय मनश्चायं विषयानुपसेवते ममैवांसो जीवलोके जीवभूत सनातन लॉर्ड सेज ऑल जीवाज आर माई अंश हाउ दैट अंश इज दैट वी हैव सीन शंकराचार्य सेड इट इज लाइक ए रिफ्लेक्शन reflection like the sun's reflection in the water similarly the atman's reflection or the brahman's reflection is in our mind so the place of meeting atman is you have to go beyond your mind we come to the mind and drop your all thoughts you reach that state mamai vanso jeev leke jeev bhuta sanatana jis jeev is sanatan And it can become sanatan only when there is a reflection of consciousness only. In no other way it can become sanatan. Shariram yada apnoti yach api utkramati Ishwara. Ishwara here means jiva. Utkramati means when he goes out, when he leaves this body. Then what happens? Well, just before leaving the body, Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. Karsati means he pulls, he withdraws. He withdraws organs of perception and mind. And what are those organs of perception? In sloka number 9, Lord says, Sotram chakshus parsanam rasanam ghranam evacha. Five organs of perception and mind. He withdraws. And what happens then? Shariram yada apnoti, then he gets the next body. In that next body, what he does? He takes this organs of perception and mind and opens his box there in the second body, next body. Lord says, adhisthaya manaschayam visyanupasevate. Adhisthaya. Mind and the organs of perception goes into the new body and they open their box and slowly get to the particular seats and starting visyanupasevate. The journey starts, continues. Jiva from one body to another body. He collects his organs of perception and mind, takes it to the next body, then again starts doing visyanupasevate, enjoying the visyas, sense objects. How many sense objects are there? Five. Why five? Because organs of perceptions are only five. So there are only five sense objects and he starts again enjoying. Not knowing the art of enjoying, not knowing the art of action, he goes on interacting with the world and collects vasanas, imprints. The moment you experience anything, there is an imprint in your mind. And there can be only two types of imprint. Either you like that experience or you don't like that experience. The thing which you like, you want to do it again, again, again. And the thing which you don't want to do, you repulse it, repulse it, repulse it. This is vasana. This is likes and dislikes. Not knowing the art, he goes on collecting his likes and dislikes. And this likes and dislikes is the vasana which we give blueprint to the Lord. I have got these types of vasanas. Oh Lord, give me an appropriate body, which may not be human body, to exhaust my vasanas, to exhaust my likes and dislikes. So this way it continues. Lord is sad. In sloka number 10, he says,
Utkramantam sthitam vapi.
Utkramantam sthitam vapi.
Bhunjanam vagunanvitam.
Bhunjanam vagunanvitam.
Vimudananupashyanti.
Vimudananupashyanti.
Pashyanti jnana chakshusah.
Pashyanti jnana chakshusah.
Utkramantam sthitam vapi. Bhunjanam vagunanvitam. Vimudananupashyanti. Pashyanti jnana chakshusah.
Lord is very sad. He said, see what this jiva is doing. In one body he is collecting vasana, withdraws his organs of perception and mind, goes to another body, again visyanupasevate, again goes on enjoying, again goes to the third body. So you see, this jiva is not able to see the truth. Truth in four states. First state is utkramantam. When he is leaving this body, even at that time he is not seeing the truth. At the time of death, ignorant person feels lot of pain, sorrows. He is not able to remember Lord. And Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, antakale cha mameva smaranam muktva kalevaram ya prayati samadbhavam yati nasti atra sansaya. There is no doubt. If in the antakal, at the time, the last moment, if you take the name of the Lord, you will reach Lord. This principle everybody knows. In our day-to-day life also we see it. We have come to the satsang with a clear thinking that after satsang I will go home. Now a thought comes that I have to pick up milk. There is no milk. So instead of going to home, you will go to store. So the last thought had determined your destination. Instead of home, we are going to store. Similarly, Last, if you think about the Narayan, Lord, where would you reach? Lord. Therefore, Lord says, Tasmat sarvesu kalesu mam anusmara yuddhacha. Tasmat, therefore, you should always think about me. Mai arpit mano buddhi, but the condition is, Mai arpit mano buddhi, mind and intellect should be absorbed in me. Mam ev asyasi. Mam ev. Ev means alone. There is no doubt about Mam ev asyasi. You will reach me alone. Asansayam. There is no doubt about this. So if we want to have the name of the Lord at the last moment, so what we have to do? You have to practice your whole life. Mam Anusmara. Whenever you have got free time, go on chanting the Lord's name continuously. And it will become ajap ajap. It will come automatically. Akhandanand Maharaj says, explaining this verse, he says, if you do the japa of Narayan whole life, at the end point of time, if you are not able to take his name, Lord will come with his rosary and chant on your behalf. Such thing can happen. These are the experiences of Mahatmas. So our duty is to continuously chant. Shankaracharya says, Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, Govindam, Bhaj Moolamate, Samprapte Sannhite Kale, Nahi Nahi Rachati Dukrin Karne. Your degrees will not help you in liberation. Those degrees can help you in earning only. They will not give you liberation. Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, Govindam, Bhaj. Do karma yoga, do bhakti yoga, do jnana yoga. These are the three meanings of three times the Shankaracharya said, Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, Govindam, Bhaj Moolamate. By any method you try to reach that. Why? Samprapte sannihite kale. When you are born, death is guaranteed. We don't know the end. Sannihite kale. Nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karne. Other knowledge will not help you. So utkramantam, jiva is not trying to realize the Brahman or Atman even at the time of utkramant, at the time of death also. Next word is sthitam. While living in the body, he is still not remembering the Lord. What is he doing? The ignorant person is fully engaged in perception and response. By five organs of perception, we are receiving the stimuli from the world, and with five organs of action, we are responding to the world. The whole life is going on in this way. Perception and response. Mahatma says, khane peene mein mast hai. You check your life. Khane peene mein mast hai. Kabir Das says, bhajan karan ko alsi. You see, they can write all these things. Bhajan karan ko alsi, khane mein hosiyar. If you tell him, you do the bhajan, alsi, lazy. Oh, kal karenge. Khane peene mein hosiyar. Kabira yeh man lalachi. He says, this mind is greedy. Samjhe nahi gabar, he's foolish. Even if you tell 100 times that you should do puja, samadhi, jap and all that, he will not do. So while you are in this world, you are not doing. At the time of death, you are not remembering Lord. When you are living, enjoying, at that time also you are not taking the Lord's name. Bhunjanam. Bhunjanam means is enjoy. Enjoying what? Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Five sense objects you are continuously enjoying. But you are not seeing the manifestation of the God, Lord. The whole world is nothing but the Lord himself in different name and form that you are not enjoying. But how is the jnani? Jnani is enjoying the world, but his mind is somewhere else. Where is his mind? He is an Atman or Brahman. Mind is absorbed there. That is why in Bhaja Govindam it is said, Yogratova, Bhogratova, Sangratova, Sangabhina, Jnani. Yogratova, either he is meditating, Bhogratova, he is enjoying in the world. Sangratova, there are all the people, disciples following, Sangabhina, no disciple. But where is mind? Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam Nandati Nandati Nanditeva. His mind is always there. We ignorant people say, why this Swamiji is in this five-star hotel? What is he doing there? Ask Swamiji. He says, what is it? Nothing. Is it for a five-star hotel? Okay. But my mind is absorbed there. I have come here only to take some bhiksha khatam. Khaya, I am going. And they will not remember after that. Yogartoba, bhogartoba. And once you get this knowledge, this sight, then Tulsidas ji says, Siya Ram mai sab jag jani, karon pranam jor jug pani. And you will be able to see that everybody is Brahman only. And Tulsidas says, I prostrate to all those people because whole world is only Siya Ram. But ignorant, he enjoys world. The fourth, he says, gunanvitam. Gunanvitam means guna. What are the guna? Sattva, rajas and tamas. And we have already seen that my body is made of sattva, rajas, tamas. The whole world is also made of sattva, rajas and tamas. And this body made of sattva, rajas, tamas is enjoying the goods, all the objects, sense objects made of sattva, rajas and tamas. And in the process, gunanvitam, he gets attached to them. And that is the cause of his transmigration, his attachment to all these things which are made of sattva, rajas and tamas. And we have already seen in chapter 14, when you are sattva gun pradhan, you go to the higher loka. When you are in the Rajas Pradhan, at the time of death, you come back to this loka, Manushya loka. And at the time of death, if you are in Tamogun Pradhan, you will go to the lower loka, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, or mineral kingdom. Because of the attachment. Gunan Vitam. Bimudha na anupasyati. Bimudha, bimudha, deluded. Mudha means deluded. Not seeing thing as it is delusion. Bimudha, vishesh rupena mudha. Na anupasyati. They don't see. They give up satsang. Bimudha will not come to satsang. Akhandanand Maharaj ji said, one person came, like ignorant jiva came. Akhandanand Maharaj prostrated him. Bole, you are Mahatyagi. Why Mahatyagi? You have left the God and you have caught hold of world. And we have left the world and we have caught hold of Lord. So who is more Tyagi? Maharaj ji says, I have left the world. For me, the world is tuchcha, little. But for the ignorant, world is more important. So who is Mahatyagi? Ignorant is Mahatyagi. He has left God. Such a valuable thing he has left. Satsang chod diya. They don't come to satsang. These are bimudha. Pasyanti jnana chachusa. Pasyanti jnana chachusa. Lord is happy with some people. Jnana chachu. You will be able to see the Lord not with this eye, with this eye. Jnana chachu. This is the eye of wisdom. You will never be able to see the Atman or Brahman with this eye. You will not be able to hear any sound of Atman or Brahman. You will not be able to smell, touch, taste Brahman. No. They experience it. Where did they get this vision? They got this vision in satsang, where you, the guru tells you the means, the scripture, they get the jnana. And what happened after jnana? After knowledge also, the realized person will be here in this world, the world will be also there, but his vision has changed. Nothing else will change. Only the vision of a person will change. Kabir Das Ji said, ulat gayi meri nayan putuliya, ulat gayi. Earlier I was thinking, this whole world is real. I was not able to see the substratum of the world. I was seeing the naam roop. Substratum was behind. Now a realized person sees substratum first, naam roop is secondary. Only this much has happened. An ignorant person sees naam roop, name and form only. He is not able to see the substratum. And we have already seen that naam roop is false. Naam roop is false? Yes, naam roop is false. Can you prove? Yes, it's very easy. A particular shape of gold, we call it bangle. Take out the gold from the bangle. Can you show me the form of that bangle? No, you cannot show. So, naam roop is false. Gold is real. Similarly, in the whole world, Brahman is real. Naam roop is superimposed on that. Realized person will now see Brahman first, naam roop second. Ignorant person sees naam roop first, he is not able to see Brahman. This is the difference. In the next verse, Lord is going to say about who are striving.
Yatanto yoginas chainam.
Yatanto yoginas chainam.
Pashyantyatmanyavasthitam.
Pashyantyatmanyavasthitam.
Yatantot prakritatmanah.
Yatantot prakritatmanah.
Nainam pashyantyachetasah. Nainam pashyantyachetasah. Yatanto yoginaschainam. Pashyantyatmanyavasthitam. Yatantot prakritatmanah. Nainam pashyantya chetasah.
Yatantah yoginas chainam pasyanti atmani avasthitam. In their own self, yatantah, some yogi. Who are those yogis? Shankaracharya ji says, samahit chittaha. Samahit chitta, one who has absorbed his mind in the self. Those people only can see him. Where? In their own self, not outside. All scripture says, first you experience that self inside. Then after that you will be able to see it everywhere. Yatanta, a striving person, a samahit chitta, who has purified his mind, who has got no vasana, he can, in meditation, he can see. Samahit chitta can see it in his own self. When he sees his own self, then he will realize, aham brahmasmi. It is not Brahma asti, it is Brahma asmi. I am that Brahman. It's not that Brahman is outside. I am that Brahman. That should be the realization. We have to come up to that state. I am that. This is one category. They see in their own self. Other category, yatanto api akritatmana. They are also striving. But akritatmana, Shankaracharya says, asanskrit atmana. Asanskrit atmana means their mind is not purified. Sanskrita, not purified. That means they have got lot of vasana. These people are asuri prakriti. Asuri prakriti means those who are reveling in the sensual pleasures. Asuri prakriti. They are not able to visualize. They are also striving. Even the asur, they do lot of tapas. But still they are not able to perceive. Why? Because the mind is not purified. So vasanas are still there. Therefore they can't realize. Achetasa, there are two conditions. Asanskrita atmana, their mind is not purified. Achetasa, they are not intelligent. Not intelligent. Why they are not intelligent? Their thinking is not based on the scripture. Scripture says, utilize, enjoy the sense objects only that much which is necessary, fix the goal and move toward the goal. What is the goal? Goal is Om there. And what we are doing now? We are reveling in the OET, object, emotions and thought. We are reveling in the world. Achetasa. They don't act according to the scripture. A student is studying very hard but is still is not successful. Achetasa. Why achetasa? Because he is putting in lot of time in study but he is not understanding. Similarly, those who are asanskrit atmana, those who are achetasa, unintelligent, they will never reach. Because they don't have the means. What is the means? To see anything in the world, we need to have eyes. If this mean is not there, I am not able to see the object. To see the Atman or Brahman, what is the means? Means is scripture, Shastra. And who will tell you about the Shastra? The Guru will tell you. For any experience, you need three things. One is the object of experience. Second is the means for that. And third is mind. Object of knowledge, then means, and the third is mind. If any one thing is missing, you will not have an experience. If the book is not there, you cannot have the experience of the book. Book is there, but the eyes are not there to see, you will not have experience. Book is there, eyes open, but the mind is not present at that time, you will not have experience. But in the case of Atman, one thing is very good. Object is always there. You can negate the whole world, but you can never negate the Atman. Atman or the Brahman is always there. Object is always there. Means are two, Shastra and Guru. Atman is there, Shastra and Guru is also there. If your mind is not there, will you have the experience? No. See, if any one thing is missing, you will not have the experience. Then scripture also says, who cannot see, na virataha. Virata means those who are not withdrawn from the world, they can never see. Because the journey is just opposite. Virata means those who are dispassion. Dispassion from where? From the world. At present we are extroverted. What we have to do? Introvert. If it has to be introvert, then you have from the extrovert, you have to take a U-turn. If you have to take a U-turn, you have to leave objects of the world. Then only you can come inside. Na virata, duscharita. Duscharita means who has got the impure mind. They also cannot realize. Na santa, asanta, those who are agitated in the mind, they also cannot get it. Na samahit chitta, those whose mind are not single pointed, they also cannot get it. Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, manushya nam sahasresu kaschid yatati siddhe. Out of thousand and thousand people, one person will come. I want to know about self. Among thousand and thousand, only one person will come. And out of thousands, such persons, one will get tattvitah. Yatatami siddhanam kaschin mam veti tattvatah. Those who are striving. So first category, out of thousand and thousand, one will become jigyasu. Out of this thousand and thousand jigyasus, kaschid, one will get tatvita, he will get it. So if we lack purity of mind, if we lack humility, we will never get it. We will never get it. The first step is purity of mind. Second is clarity about the object. Two things are very necessary in this sadhana. Purity of mind and clarity. Now Lord is going to tell about His vibhuti, His glories.
Yadadityagatam tejah jagat bhasayate khilam yat chandramasi yat chaknau tat tejo vidhi mamakam yadadityagatam tejah jagat bhasayate khilam yat chandramasi yat chaknau tat tejo vidhi mamakam.
These are the glories of the Lord now said in four verses. Earlier, Lord has said about His glories in chapter number 7, chapter number 9, and the chapter number 10 is full of His glories. Now, in four verses, He is telling us the glories. You can see the Lord with your open eyes now. But unless somebody tells you, this is diamond, even the diamond is there in front of you, will not be able to recognize. The pre-knowledge of the diamond is required to see and experience and say, yes, this is diamond. If you don't know ocean, if somebody takes you to the shore of the ocean, you will not be able to say, this is ocean. So somebody must tell you, the Lord is now, has become our guide, is saying, conducted to, well, okay, I will show you in some places. Can you see sun? Oh, it's very brilliant. Very far, I can't see. Okay, can you see Chandrama? The moon is there, closer. Oh, that also is too far for me, Lord. Can you see fire? Oh, yes, I can see the fire. More closer. Can you see the earth? I am in your stomach. You want more closure? I am in your heart. Guided to from the distance, sun to the heart, he is taking us. How? Yada aditya gatam tejo jagat bhasate akilam. The whole world is illuminated by the sun, the brilliance, the illuminating power. The light in the sun is me. Can you see the sun? The light in the sun is me. Okay, Bhagwan, if you are there, it's very good. But I am the illuminating power in that. Come to closure. Yat Chandramasi, in Chandrama, Chandrama doesn't have its own light. It is the sun's reflected light. But that light is also me. Very good. Agno, in Agni, the fire, the light and heat, that also is me. How is that possible? Chandrama, we moon, we know that it is a borrowed light of sun, okay. But how? This sun has got power from me. How do you prove that? Come to the dream state. Let us go deep inside. In dream, you are dreaming that there is a brilliant sun in the daylight. In the night time, you see the moon, full moon is shining. In the winter time, you have in your fireplace, the fire is there. You are all dreaming. All three states you are dreaming in one dream. Tell me, where from that sun got its light? The brilliant light in the dream was lent by whom? Where from the moon got the light? Where from that fire got its heat and light? It was your consciousness. It was your Atman. From that Atman, the light came to the sun in the dream. From that Atman, the light came to the moon. From that Atman came the light and heat in your dream. Consciousness is the source. That is your own experience. But scripture says, from Brahman, with his Maya Shakti came, space, air, fire, everything came from him only. It is him only, he is the ultimate source. But there, the sun and moon, they cannot illuminate the Atman. And already we have seen, na tad bhasyate suryo, na sarangko, na pavakaha. They cannot illuminate. Why they cannot illuminate? Because they are gross, they are matter, they are inert. They got sentience from the Atman or the Brahman. How can they illumine? They can never. Existence of sun, moon, fire, everything is because of that Brahman, Satchitanand. That Satchitanand has given the existence to everything. If we take out the existence from sun, sun will not be there. If I take out the existence from moon, existence will not be there. If I take out existence from this world, whole world will not be there. So who is lending that existence, consciousness and bliss? It is that Satchidananda. It is that Paramatma. From that Paramatma we are getting all that power. It is just like the Prime Minister is there. He is giving power to different departments and the minister get power from Prime Minister. Similarly, Paramatma, if you think the Lord Krishna is the Paramatma, then everybody is getting power from that Paramatma only. Sun, moon, fire, everything they are getting from. Why there is brilliance and light in sun, not everywhere? Because it is Satva Pradhan. In Satva Pradhan, you will find more light. In the mirror, you will find the reflection of light, but not in the wall. Mirror and wall both are made of earth only. But the mirror is clean. The wall is not that clean. Mirror will reflect the light, but not the wall. Then Lord will take us to Prithvi, then He will come to our stomach, He will come to our heart, also we sit in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamidam. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Hari Om.